Today we're going to learn Tainus Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We're at the very top of the page in Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We had learned yesterday that Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shila said in the name of Rav that just like when the month of Av comes in, we lower our level of Simcha, so too when the month of Adar comes in, we raise our level of Simcha. And Rav Papa added, that's why we should schedule any court cases together with non-Jews for Adar and try to avoid scheduling them in Av. So now the Gemara is going to bring another Memra, another statement of Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, also in the name of Rav. The pasuk says, "La seis lachem acharis v'tikva." In the fourth line of the page, Chav Tesan Beis, "La seis lachem acharis v'tikva." This is a nevuah that Yirmiyahu Hanavi sent written in a text, written in a scroll to the elders in Galus that went to Bavel, that were sent to Bavel through by Nebuchadnezzar. And in this Nevuah, Yirmiyahu prophesizes that they're going to return to Eretz Yisrael at the end of 70 years being in exile. However, even in Galus, there's going to be an Acharis V'tikva. There's going to be some hope for them. What is this hope for them that there's going to be in Galus? Am Ravida Breda Rav Shmuel Bashilas, Meshmei Derav, Elu Dekalim. This refers to the palm trees that they had in Bavel, where they're going to be able to make an easy living, and is going to live for a long time, and the palm trees will live for a long time, and they have a lot of dates that you could use, so it will be easy to support oneself. Uklei pishtan, and also linen garments that also are able to last for a long time. So even though they're going to be in Bavel, they will somehow manage to make a parnasa. The Gemara brings another statement from the same Amora, Vayomer re'ei re'ach b'ni kere'ach sada. The pasuk talks about the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov, that Yitzchak says, the smell of my son is like the smell of field, Asher Berach Hashem, that Hashem blessed him with. Am Ravidu Radio Shmuel Bashilas, Mishmei Derav, Kireach Sodesh al Tapuchim. He was saying that it smelled like a field of Tapuchim. Now, the word Tapuach in modern Hebrew means an apple, but it almost definitely does not mean an apple when the Gemara uses the term Tapuach and when the Psukim use the term Tapuach. It always refers to some type of citrus fruit. That's why it's such a reach, it's such a smell. Something that's a citrus fruit has a reach that makes your mouth water, whereas an apple doesn't really have such a reach. So Shabbos, the Mishnah said, so I guess we'll make a main point over here. Two more statements of Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas in the name of Rav. Number one, that in Bavel we'll still be able to support ourselves. And number two, Yitzchak smelled tapuchim on Yaakov. Now, the Mishnah said, Shabbos Shechal Tishbav Lios Betocha, the week of Tishbav, Asur Nasaper L'Chabis. One is not allowed to get a haircut, nor is one allowed to launder clothing. So Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shanuel L'Chabis B'Lilbosh. That's only to launder the clothing and then to wear the laundered clothing before Tishbav. The Isser is in wearing the laundered clothing. Av L'Chabis L'Niach. But if you're just going to launder the clothing, you'll just wash it, put it in the washing machine, and then just put it aside and not use it, so Mutter, that's perfectly fine. Rav Shesha Samra Filu Lechabes Laniachas. Rav Shesha says, no, even if you're going to launder it and not do anything with it, you're just going to put it aside, that's also going to be Asur. It's not only to launder and wear it that's going to be problematic, it's always problematic. Am Rav Shesha's Teda, Rav Shesha says, I'll prove to you that there's an Isser to launder it, even if you don't plan on doing anything with it. Debatli Katri Debe Rav, that the launderers of Rav's house didn't do anything during these days. That was their vacation time. Now, if it was Mutter to launder clothing and just put them aside till later, so why was that their vacation time? They should have been working at that time. The fact that they took that time off from vacation obviously tells you that they weren't allowed to launder at all. So the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman from our Mishnah, Masav Rav Hamnuna bechamishi mutar b'mnei kvar Shabbos. We said that on Thursday they're allowed to launder clothing because of in honor of Shabbos. So the Mai, what's our Mishnah talking about? Ilem lechabis v'lilbosh. If it's talking about laundering and wearing the clothing, mai kvar Shabbos ika. Why would they be allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing on Thursday for covet of Shabbos? How is that covet of Shabbos? That doesn't make any sense. Ella lahaniach. It must be telling me that even though they're not allowed to launder clothing, even if they're not going to wear it, they're not allowed to launder clothing at all during the rest of the week, on Thursday you're allowed to launder clothing and not wear it, just save it for Shabbos. So what do you see? B'chamishi u'dushari, that on Thursday they're allowed to launder, avala Shabbos kula aser, but the whole rest of the week they're not allowed to launder the clothing, even if they're not going to wear it. So the Gemara answers this kasha of Rav Hamnuna. that you cannot prove from our Mishnah that Rav Sheshis is correct, because Rav Nachman could also explain the Mishnah according to his opinion as well. How could Rav Nachman explain it? Li'olam, really, the Mishnah, when it allows laundering clothing on Thursday, is l'chabes v'lilbosh. It actually is telling you that on Thursday you're allowed to launder the clothing and wear the clothing, even on Thursday. U'kshein lo'el l'chaluk echad. And we're talking about if you only have one set of clothing. So that's why there's kavod Shabbos by laundering it on Thursday, even though you're going to be wearing it right after the washing it, because you don't have another pair of clothing to change into. So if you don't wash this clothing on Thursday, you're not going to have time to do it on Friday, and you're not going to have clean clothing for Shabbos. So we allow you to launder the clothing and wear it on Thursday so that you'll have somewhat freshly laundered clothing for Shabbos. Someone who only has one set of clothing is allowed to launder it on Chol HaMoed. And we have Rabbi Yamin Amar Rabbi Lazar, who also agrees to Rav Nachman that the only issur of laundering clothing is if you plan on wearing the clothing during the week of Tisha B'Av, but if you're going to put it aside for later, that is totally mutter. So main point number one, machlokas amoraim, whether the issur to do laundry in the week of Tisha B'Av is only if you're going to wear it as well, or even just to do the laundry. We tried to prove that the Isser is only if you're going to wear it, but the proof was unsuccessful. Now the Gemara is going to bring another proof, another Kashan of Nachman from Brisa. But in order to understand this Brisa, we need to understand that in the days of the Amoraim, they would clean the garment really well and put it underneath a giant press to iron it and to make it nice until it looks like a brand new baguette, because it was so freshly pressed. That's what's called gihutz, the pressing of the garment, that does more than kivus. It does more than the actual laundering. So the gihutz of Bnei Bavel wasn't quite as good as the kibus of Eretz Yisrael, but the kibus of Bnei Bavel was even less good, and therefore we're more lenient with the kibus in Bavel than we would be in Eretz Yisrael. So meisivei. So now, based on that, with that background, let's look at the brisa. Meisivei also lechabes lefnei tishbav. Afilu lahaniach liachat tishbav. You're not allowed to launder clothing before tishbav, even with the intention of putting it aside until after tishbav and not wearing it right away. V'giutz shalanu, but the gihutz that we do in Bavel, the pressing in Bavel, is kikibus shalahen, is only as good as the kibus of the bnei Eretz Yisrael, and therefore is going to be usher just like the kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael. But our kibbutz that we do in Bavel is even on a lower level, and that would be mutter. Uklei pishtan ein behem mishum gihutz. But linen clothing never have a status of gihutz. They can never have the full gihutz, and therefore there is no issur to do gihutz on linen clothing. To yufta, but you see from here that it's a kasha on people who hold that you're allowed to launder clothing in order to put it aside, because you see over here beferish that it's aser to launder clothing even if you want to put it aside. So shalach Rav Yitzchak bar Gryum mishmed Rabbi Yochanan afal bisha amru klei pishtan ein behem mishum giyutz aval aser lov shem b'shabes chal tishbav lios betocha. Even though we said that klei pishtan is not subject to the issur of giyutz, it doesn't mean you're allowed to wear them. It's just that you're allowed to do the giyutz and put them aside. So the Gemara says we have a machlokas amorayim in the Mishnah whether you're allowed to be mechabes on the days after Tishbav. So now we're moving on to a different machlokas. Amar Rav, lo shanu el lefanav. The whole iser to launder clothing or to wear laundered clothing in the week of Tishbav is only the week of Tishbav going up until Tishbav. Avali achrav, but once Tishbav is over, then mutter, then you're allowed to wear laundered clothing. Shmuel amar afil achrav nam yasser. Shmuel says no, the whole week of Tishbav is aser, even after Tishbav is over. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel from Arbaisa, meisvei Shabbos shechal Tishbav lios betocha, the week of Tishbav aser lesaper lechabes, not allowed to take a haircut or launder clothing. Ubechamishi mutar mimnei kvod Shabbos, but on Thursday of that week you're allowed to for the honor of Shabbos. So Ketzad, How does this Isser work of the week of Tish B'Av? Chal Yos Be'achad B'Shabbos Mutar L'Chabes Kol HaShabbos Kula. If Tish B'Av falls on Sundays, then it's fine. You could do laundry all week. B'Sheni B'Shlishi B'Revi B'Chamishi. If it falls on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, then L'Fanavas, you're not allowed to do laundry in the days of the week prior to Tish B'Av, L'Yachrav Mutar, but the days after Tish B'Av, it's Mutar. Chal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. If Tish B'Av falls on a Friday, Mutar L'Chabes B'Chamishi. You're allowed to launder clothes. And also, by the way, get a haircut on Thursday. Mimikvod Shabbos for the sake of Kavod Shabbos. Vimlo kibes b'chamishi b'Shabbos mutar l'chabes b'erev Shabbos. And if you didn't do the laundry on Thursday, then you could do it on Friday. Min amincha l'mali, even though Friday itself is Tish B'Av, as long as it's after Chatzos of Tish B'Av. So, in the middle of this price, the Gemara is going to take a break to bring the sheet of Abaye with regard to laundering clothing on Tish B'Av that falls out on Friday after Chatzos. Layet ala Abaye vite mervacha Bar Yaakov Aha. Abaye cursed this idea. What are you talking about? Doing laundry on Tisha B'Av itself? Abaye was not a big fan of that statement. So the Brisa now continues and tells us another tip. Chalios Basheni of Tisha B'Av, Basheni B'Chamishi of Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday or Thursday, which are days that we read from the Torah because of Takanas Ezra, who said that you have to read from the Torah three Alios on Mondays and Thursday. So Korin Shloshi, you read three Alios from the Torah, Umaftir Echad, and then the last guy gets called to the Torah, he reads the Haftorah as well, and he reads the Haftorah from Yirmiyahu. But Bashlishi Barvi, if Tisha B'Av falls on Tuesday or Wednesday, or for that matter Friday, when there is no Kriyas HaTorah anyway, so Korei Echad Umaftir Echad. You only have one Olo the Torah and one Maftir. Rabbi Yossi Yomar Liolam Karin Shlosho Maftir Echad. Rabbi Yossi says, no. On Tisha B'Av, it doesn't matter what day of the week it falls out on, you're always going to have three Olim plus a Maftir. But Tiyufta de Shmuel, this is a Tiyufta on Shmuel, meaning if Tisha B'Av falls out on another day that's not Monday or Thursday and is not the time that you read from the Torah because of Takanas Ezra. Now, but in this Brisa, that was just the last halacha we learned, but in this Brisa we see that after the fast day is over, you're allowed to launder clothing. So this is a Tiyufta on Shmuel. Shmuel held that the Isurim of the week of Tisha B'Av means the week of Tisha B'Av both before Tisha B'Av and after Tisha B'Av. So Amalach Shmuel could respond to you, Tanayi. He'll say, I know that that price is against me, but this is a machlokas Tanayim, and I pass like another brisa. Titania, Tisha B'Av, Shechal Dios B'Shabbos. We have a brisa that says if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and therefore we observe it on Sunday, v'chein erev Tisha B'Av shchal dios b'Shabbos, or if erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and therefore the fast is on Sunday, ochel v'shosa kol tzarko, you're allowed to eat all you want on Shabbos, umal al shulchan afil kesud shlomo b'shaito, and you could put on your table even like a sud of Shlomo HaMelech, you could have the fanciest, most lavish sud that you want on Shabbos. It's an important concept, sud of Shlomo b'shaito. Whenever we want to describe a very lavish, fancy meal, we call it Suda Shlomo B'Shaito, like in the Shlomo at the height of his Malchus, where everything was great and the Jewish people were rich and they had great success. But you're not allowed to take haircuts or launder clothing from Rosh Chodesh Av until the fast day, but right after the fast day it's going to be Mutar. Divrei Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaChodesh Kulo Asir, the entire month of Av, you're not allowed to take a haircut or launder clothing. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Einu Asir Elo Osa Shabbos Bilvad. Rishon Gamliel says, no, only the week of Tisha B'Av is Aser. Sounds like the week of Tisha B'Av from the beginning of the week till the end of the week, even if Tisha B'Av is in the middle of the week. V'tanya Yidach, and we have another brisa also where there's a machlokas Tanaim. V'noi gavel me Rosh Chodesh v'ad atayinus divrei Meir. Rav Meir says we observe Avelus from Rosh Chodesh Av until the fast day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol achodesh kulo aser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the whole month we observe Avelus. Rishon Gamliel Omer, einu aser elos Shabbos bilvad, that the only time we observe Avelus is the week of Tisha B'Av. So let's make another main point. Machlokas Amoraim, whether the restrictions of the week of Tisha B'Av apply only before Tisha B'Av, only during that week before Tisha B'Av, or even during the week of Tisha B'Av after Tisha B'Av. And we show that this is in fact a Machlokas Tanaim. Now the Gemara is going to explain what each shita is based on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloshim Mikra Echad Darshu. All three opinions of Tanoim, whether we observe Avelus from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, or the entire month of Av, or the week of Tisha B'Av, both before and after Tisha B'Av, is all based on the same pasuk. The pasuk says about Golus, Vishbati Kol Mesosa Chaga Chodcha Vishabata, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy all the Simcha of Klal Yisrael and all of their holidays, and they argue as follows. Mandi Amar Meirush Chodesh Viada Tainis Rameiru, held that we observe Avelus from Rosh Chodesh until the fast day. So Mechaga learns it from the word Chaga. So he darshens that what it means to say is Rosh Chodesh is called a Chag. So it teaches us that the Simcha is going to be destroyed from Rosh Chodesh and on. Umandi Amar Kala Chodesh Kula Aser, the Rabbi Yehuda, who held that the whole month is Aser, Chodesha learns that the Minhag of Avelus is all the month of Av. From Chadsha, it says it's month. It sounds like the whole month. Uman Diyamer Mishum Gamliel, who says that Kala Shabbos Kula Asur, that only the whole week of Tisha B'Av is Asur, but both before and after Tisha B'Av is Mishabata. It's because it says Shabata, which implies the week and not anything after the week. Amar Rava, so Rava paskins the halach over here. Halacha k'rem Mishum Gamliel. We paskins k'rem Mishum Gamliel that the Isur is only during the week of Tisha B'Av. V'amar Rava halach k'rem Meir, but we also paskin like k'rem Meir, in that the Isser is only the part of the week that's before Tisha B'Av, v'travayu l'kula, which means we go lenient in both directions. Utzricha, and we need, Rava needs to tell me both of these piskei halacha. Diash minan alach kramer, if Rava would have only said that we pass on like Rabbi Meir, hava amina afilu mirosh chodesh, I would have thought, oh, okay, so we have to observe avelus even from Rosh Chodesh Av. So kamash milan halacha kramen shem gamliel. That's why he has to tell me that the halacha is like Rosh Chodesh Av, that no, we don't have to observe avelus from Rosh Chodesh, only the week of Tisha B'Av. V'yesh min halach k'rem Shem Gamliel, hava amina, afil li'achrav. And if he would have told me that halach k'rem Shem Gamliel, that it's only the week of Tisha B'Av, I would have thought it's the week of Tisha B'Av even after Tisha B'Av is over. Kamash malach k'rem Meir. That's why he has to tell me that halach k'rem Meir, to tell me that it's not after Tisha B'Av is over, it's only before Tisha B'Av is over. So main point over here, we paskin the halacha that the avelus doesn't start until the week of Tisha B'Av, but it stops at Tisha B'Av and does not continue the entire week. And that is, in fact, how we pass on halacha. Even though Ashkenazim have the practice that we observe Avelus from Rosh Chodesh Av, we observe Avelus already for the 9 days, that's a minhag, but the Sephardic practice and the Ikar Adin is that we only have to observe Avelus really during the week of Tisha B'Av itself, and not throughout the entire 9 days. That's why, even if we find certain leniencies for the 9 days, in Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, you can't find any heter. Nobody will tell you could shave for work or anything like that. We're much, much more strict about the halachos during that week. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Erev Tisha B'Av.